What would it take for you not to play in the game on Sunday?
Just not being able to be anywhere to 60%, really. I mean, if I can go out there, I feel like I can get my job done. I'm definitely go out there and play.
Gary, you're saying that you seem to be at a better spot this time than you were last week. Do you feel like you're making progress?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm light years better than I was last week at this time. Feeling more comfortable putting hands on cats and kind of putting my hands on them and holding them and having them kind of break away from me. So I'm gaining that confidence. As long as no setbacks, I should be good to go.
It seemed like you were a little surprised at how much it bothered you when you got to the game, because you guys don't tackle in practice, obviously. So having gone through that, is that serving a benefit this week to kind of figure out what the arm can do?
Well, I mean, I kind of felt that pain versus Chargers. So to come out and finish that game, and then you never know how you're going to feel once the game starts. But to know how that pain feels, I mean, I'll know how it's going to feel this Sunday. So I think that helped me out a lot.
What sort of treatment were you undergoing first couple of days? Because Kubiak was saying it's really helped you.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of just stayed on it, man. The main thing was that I had no setback after the game. So not having that setback after the game, I think, kind of helped me kind of jump over a little hurdle the last couple of days.
Any reaction to Gronk's tweet?
Nah, man. I mean, y'all asked me a simple question. How do you tackle a 6'6", 250-pound tight end? That's the only way you can't tackle him is hit him in the legs.
Yeah. Rallying cry in the locker room is, let's win this game for DeMarcus. Is that what a lot of guys, especially on defense, feel? I mean, you guys all want to go to the Super Bowl. It seems like, you know, he's played a long time, Hall of Fame caliber kind of guy.
I mean, just win the Super Bowl for everybody. I mean, for Denver. I mean, a lot of this game means so much to me just because I didn't get to play in the game last time. So not being able to play in this AFC championship, it means the most to me since I missed it last time.
How was your play in that game? Wolf didn't get to play in that game. Vaughn didn't play in that game. Is that really, I mean, if it's obviously it's not your decision to get out there completely, but I'm sure that drives you even stronger because of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it drives us a lot. I mean, I just remember being on the sideline watching that game. Even though we won, I mean, it still hurt not being able to contribute. And those guys, they remember that, just like I do. So I know Wolf and Vaughn, they're definitely going to be ready to go.
There's a lot of smart guys who can make plays, but what makes Edelman so effective and so dangerous? Yeah.
Just, man, him and Brady, their connection. Brady just seems to know where he's going to come out of his breaks. They run tons of option routes off my leverage, so if I play him outside, he'll go inside. So they have a great chemistry together. So I would say them two just playing together for so long is really what separates them.
As a guy who's been on this defense for a while, what was it like watching kind of the transition from 2 years ago? This team was all about offense.
Yeah.
To now, when did you kind of get a sense of it going that way, and what's it been like to become the focus point of the team?
I would say definitely it kind of started last year. We kind of had a little brink of it, but now we kind of know who we are. We have an identity on defense, and we try to be the best. And we know that in order to win the AFC Championship, we got to be the best defense out there on the field. We got to be better than what the Patriots defense does this come Sunday.
Hey, Chris, some of the ex-teammates of the Patriots said Aqib Talib is nuts, just in a good way. He's just one of those crazy guys, infectious enthusiasm, but smart, intelligent. What are your thoughts on playing? What's it been like to play with Aqib Talib?
Oh, it's always been good. I've been playing with him since freshman in college. So just his attitude, his the way he approaches the game, it was full of confidence. And we got so much personality on our team, especially on the defensive side. You can never it's never a dull moment. So it's good to have a guy like him, especially going against Brady, who tests our tools, who tests our communication, that me and him, we already prepared for a lot of it because we faced him so many times.
Patriots offense was better last week than it had been in any of their previous six games. The biggest omission was Julian Edelman. How much different does he really make their offense?
Well, they just go to more spread. I mean, to have Amendola, Edelman, and LaFell in, that's what they like. They like to have those three receivers out. The first time we played them, they went more two tight end sets. So we expect definitely not to see that much. Expect to see those receivers and see Brady spread the ball around a little bit more.
Home crowds really brought their A game on Sunday. Home crowds really brought their A game. How much do you kind of soak that in? How much does that help?
Oh, yeah, the fans, I mean, they've been awesome. We expect them to be even louder. This is what it's for. This is what they wanted, AFC Championship. And, like I said, man, we're so hyped right now. you got to be able to control your emotions all week and try to stay focused on the task at hand.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Next question. Yep.